right, man. I want to welcome y'all back to another episode of These Fools, man. I got my guys in the building, man. Mr. Mark, what's happening, G?
Eat something, nigga, all day, every day.
Randy, what's good, man?
How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good, G. What you got going?
No, I'm be good today. I'm so prepared for this fucking question that's about to pop up. I'm top
here. I feel like you said you was gonna be good. And you
it didn't lie.
I really felt like that.
Alright, let's
talk.
Fuck that. Boom guy introduced nobody.
We got the women panel over here today, man. Miss Keisha, how you doing?
That's why I said you had to do that.
Shit
go. Don't take it out on everybody. It was the brainstorming session. They already argued. Miss Mariah, how you doing?
What's up, guys?
Miss Paige, what's going on?
Hi, guys.
All right. I think we're gonna save that one for
let's
last.
Let's just jump right into it, Kyle. Let's just jump right into it because I got some thoughts on my mind.
I feel like I need to refresh my cup. All right, so
before we go there, just the topics we're gonna talk about today are: if a man or a woman shows you he or she loves you but never says it, can you live with that? Why or why not? We got HBCU shootings. What Halloween movie character frightens you the most? Dude marrying his goddaughter? Why people feel like women are solely at fault for being single mothers? And I think that's the...
Say this. Why do women do it?
Because, can I answer? People, can I go ahead and answer?
Hold on. Just ooh, why geez. People
feel that way?
Women.
Why niggas?
Women feel, don't feel that way.
Why niggas feel like...
Why would a woman feel like it's fault? Her fault? So if a woman walk out and leave the children with the dad, and that's his fault, that he a single dad?
Don't look at me.
That's what it sound like I hear.
Go ahead.
I don't even get the logic of it being my fault that I'm a single mom.
I'm sorry, can we repeat that question? Because like after you said it, like my mind just went.
I don't get how that's my fault.
Why people feel like women are solely at fault for being single mothers?
I deceived myself, I guess.
Stupid as fuck.
I guess I deceived myself.
How is that my fault?
Uh-oh.
Because I think 99.9% of people would say that. You want to jump ship? Cool with me. Let's go. Come on, Kyle. I got time tonight.
I had an
answer about
it. Go ahead, Mark.
Come on with it, man.
Okay. All right. So the question is solely at fault, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will start with women are not solely at fault.
Okay.
But there are some people who make terrible decisions in picking fathers. And I'm not talking about women who get deceived later.
All right.
I'm talking about the ones you know from jump, this nigga ain't worth shit.
Okay.
I see that a lot. And so...
But the thing is...
Especially if he's like that with his kids, he already
right. You already like, see he got like 9-10 kids and he ain't take care of them.
This new, fuck you.
In that situation, I'm saying yes. I would have to say those women at fault.
Where I don't know that you know you a deadbeat ass nigga up front.
How you get to know this dude? How you don't?
Some guys do jump ship though at the end.
People change. Whoa.
So you have to know everybody you fuck.
As soon as you have a baby, I'm gonna fuck this bitch. This woman, first night, two nights, you're not qualified to be my baby mother. Well, you get pregnant again, the worst change, so that's her fault, not you.
I feel like there are some traits that you see in a man, even if he could not have any kids. It's some traits that you should see in a nigga that should make you say, yeah, I need to buy Plan B. Or not fuck him at all. Because, like, it's some people who just really, like, even if they're with a person, they act like they're single. And it doesn't necessarily mean, like, the way you treat the other person. It's like, when you're in a relationship, you're with somebody and you're only looking out for yourself in little situations, not even giving consideration or thinking about the other person that you're in the relationship with, not even necessarily cheating, nothing like that, just everyday life.
Right.
You can still act like you're single.
Right.
So if you not caring about the person, only looking out for yourself before kids.
Of course
not. Exactly. I just feel like you should pay attention to that type of shit. You know.
But most women, some women don't. Well,
but that's not always the situation.
No, it's not. I agree with that. But it depends. I just have a problem with that, we'll say 40%, that makes that terrible decision. It's like, if I sitting here and I'm naive, I tell people that, and I can see this dude ain't shit. I know you can see he ain't shit. But, you know, I see a lot of people. I know a lot of people that get pregnant like that. And they be like, oh, I'm having a hard time. That's, I'm sitting there looking like.
That's a whole nother topic in itself, though, because absolutely. Some of that shit will make you blind to a lot of shit, G.
You ain't that blind.
Or it's a lot of bitches out here who feel like they got that nigga changing pussy, and bitch, no, you don't.
It's not gonna make somebody change who they are.
Right, but sometimes you're not even thinking along the lines of what type of father this person gonna be, because you probably ain't even thinking that you're gonna be a mother.
Right,
but I think shit that. Happens. But I think that should be taken into consideration if you can. Like, I think.
If y'all fucking wrong.
Right. Just period. Because you can get pregnant. Anybody can get pregnant anytime. Men and women should think. Like, everybody be like, okay, well, I'm going to have me a sneaky link or I'm going to do this and that. But you always have to realize it can be a consequence you get pregnant by this person.
It can.
So I think.
Are you thinking about it? Like,
right. Me personally, I'm weird. I think about it before I do it.
Before you fuck it?
Yeah. I don't
think about it because that shit was instilled in me by my great grandmother. She was like,
"You think about being a dad before you fucking?"
Like, don't. What she used to say it in regards to looks. Like, she'd be like, "Don't you bring no ugly nigga in this house?"
Wait, what?
And you know what's the possibility that she.
That's true. We gotta be careful. I'm not saying every time I would be like, "Okay, I gotta make sure she mother material," but like. You just gotta be careful with them one night stands because that can turn into a lifetime of headache. I mean, this is just real talk. I'm not saying, you know, people make mistakes. Everybody ain't perfect at the end of the day. I can't say it's solely women's fault.
But what about the ones that keep making the same mistake over and over again? You knew this person was what they was the first pop. Then you pop and pop and pop again.
When I see that burns me up because I'm like, okay, if I gotta hear you complain about your baby daddy when y'all had the first child. Or baby mama, either way, you go, both of y'all gonna turn around and
sex
do it again.
Powerful like that, though, G. Like, that should have had your mind.
No, not
when you lose the weight.
Bruh, if your head, your mental space.
Listen, so you got a baby. It's on both ends. It's on both ends, though, right? So if you got a nigga that can't leave his chick alone just off some pussy, you got a chick that can't leave this nigga alone just off some dick, some sex.
So now I had a nigga. I ain't been able to leave alone, but I knew I had a baby.
So it's her fault. I'm not saying that. You made some decisions. You made some decisions though.
Now you gone.
It ain't no fault. I wouldn't say just both of their fault. Right. Okay. But it's like
so
I ain't gonna just say it's your right. We not. I'm not gonna place all the blame on you. Like
unless.
That's crazy.
Unless Randy going with the old school, how our old school grandmas used to raise us, where they would say women have to be twice as responsible only because they're the ones that can bring the baby home. If he's going that route, I get what he's saying in that situation because I've had old people raise me and say that type of stuff. Like, you know, when the girls in the family, they'll talk to them a little extra hard to be like, you know, the man can get away. Not saying it's right, but y'all the ones that's going to end up bringing the baby home. So you gotta be, you know, smart on your end. I agree.
Teaching women that, like, why you want to teach a girl that? Because
it's a harsh reality. That's probably why.
No, that's not okay. That's toxic.
It is, but it's.
That's a red flag.
Do we have more single moms than single dads because the women end up with the kids?
Exactly.
That's just. I mean, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right. That's just the harsh reality of the situation. So that's why I think they. Was teaching it. I don't think they was teaching it in the sense of being disrespectful. I think they was just looking at it like the reality is he can get you pregnant and he can disappear. You're the one that's gonna be stuck with the kid.
Teaching that to girls that is grooming them to grow up to already have this mindset that it's me, it's just me. And women get criticized all the time for being too independent.
True.
But then you raising them to be too independent because you telling got to look forward to out there.
There was, I think they let them know it's a possibility.
And then not to mention 9 times out of 10 that man is gonna give you a friendly reminder.
For a single mom, right?
Yep.
You know, ain't no mom who has a husband telling you that shit.
Women in general.
Oh, no, tell you that if your dad's there.
Hell
no,
yeah, yes, she is.
Then
he
ain't no strong ass dad.
It just, no, that ain't got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, ain't no way in hell. You just covered all your bases. I have a daughter. You gonna sit there and be like, well, you gonna do this show? And you're like, I'm gonna be like, no, the fuck you with?
It was, it's never brought to us in that specific wording. Yeah. I was taught, even with my father in the house, that don't ever 100% rely on no nigga.
You
need to always make sure if this nigga jump ship tomorrow, today, you gonna be all right.
Gonna be good. I got to make
that's
sure.
How we were taught.
You gotta be prepared. Yeah.
That makes me feel some type of way.
I'm sorry that black it women. Does, but black again, women. Like y'all say, that's the harsh reality.
A black woman, I don't feel like that in my situation. Like,
say you wanna go get
I don't care.
Like, I get what you're saying.
If this stops tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? There's no way I'm gonna let her or these kids suffer for me and her. Not
I mean, we still don't go out there. We do.
But again.
Like, just saying that, you know what I'm saying?
Every nigga like that.
I mean, I understand it. I get that, but just...
I tell my daughters that, G.
I mean, I get that. That's cool, but
I'm
like...
I'm on their side with that, because I teach my daughters.
I'm not going, you know what I'm saying, say, okay, fuck her, and then I'm going to say, fuck my kids. There's no way I'm
But guys do that. Like, come
I understand
we got
that,
homies.
My mind frame ain't like that.
We not like that.
Yeah, I've got no homies like that.
Yeah.
Not homies, but we know people. I put it like that. We ain't got to talk to them, but we know of people like that.
It's a lot of them.
It's a lot of them. It's a lot of them that's like it. You know, there's a lot of them that don't take care of their kids. It's a lot of them that'll let their baby mom's lights get cut off. Like, all that type of stuff. There are guys like that. So, we do have to teach the young girls that because niggas ain't shit sometimes. I mean, it's just the truth.
You got to teach the boys to step up your game.
I do not teach them that. I taught my son.
Not just tell the women.
Oh, I taught my son that, you know, how to be a man. You know, how to treat a woman. You know, like one day I saw him buy some flowers. I was like, I did something right. You know, he's 19. Like, how many 19-year-olds buying a girlfriend flowers? You know, I'm just like, thank God. No, they stay together. They stay together. So,
again,
you know, I'm like,
he's 19.
I mean, well, shit. Even if he's trying to get some pussy, at least he's doing a nice gesture because a lot of y'all niggas just come home and ask for that shit and expect us to say yes.
What's the problem?
Ain't done. Y'all don't want a butter bitch up or nothing. Just I'm hey, Mark, talking about.
Put that switch a couple times. That bitch all right. All right, let's go. That bitch all right. The lights come on right. Be good.
I am not.
I know you're
because I mean, I can do that. Just entitled. Exactly. I mean,
I'm not.
You're not.
Y'all stepping into the danger zone.
Making sure that I keep them hoes on. No.
Okay, listen. I put it this way. If me and you in a situation or whatever, and we've been in a relationship and we live together, you take care of me. You ain't got no wants. But, goddamn, everything you did to get my ass, exactly. You gonna continue to do that shit to keep me. You're not finna just get no. Nah.
That's not a problem.
It ain't gonna be just
because
you're paying.
Exactly.
That's not a problem.
But I need it as persistently as consistently. You need to still be dating me like you was when you was trying to get me. Don't get me and then
fall off.
I got you now.
What if you the woman chose the nigga?
That ain't the point.
Well,
I would never be the chooser.
You will never be the chooser.
No man will ever tell y'all about the human and approach them ever.
Well, I got a story for y'all.
Well, why is it that women get offended when they be the one that's chasing,
man? I don't know.
They get so, I'm not. Girl, shut the fuck up. Just shut up and be, say you happy. God damn. He told me. Nigga, we getting married. What's the end result of what? Getting married.
But
end result is what? Married, right? You found a husband, right?
Okay,
that's the end result of the whole damn thing.
The moral of what Mariah says is do what you need to.
Same thing.
That's
do what you
need
to keep me.
It go both ways, though.
Yeah, right. See, they always want to make it.
It go both ways. I will say that.
No, everything go both ways.
Y'all be like,
if I said it, no.
Nigga, I got to be happy, too. Because if I'm not happy, nigga, I'm stepping out.
It go both ways, like I just said.
But if you want to be mostly about you, I'm stepping out because you're not focusing on me.
Everything goes both ways. Everything. No, you just do what you gotta do to keep me. I'm saying everything goes both ways.
Just so like you say that, that means
to keep doing what you did to get me. Once you got me, everything that I did, I'm gonna keep doing that too.
What's that? What's that?
I'm gonna meet you.
What's that?
Whatever it was.
What are you doing to keep me? I don't know that. So let's go into detail. Since bills is not good enough for you, so what are you doing for me?
What are you doing for me? What makes you think that just because you pay me bills, that's enough?
What else are you doing for me? I'm also doing all this without you.
So you tell me that if you pay a bitch bills, all you need is sex.
What else?
All you need is sex.
I'm asking what else though.
Whatever, it's different depending on the person, because you don't need what he needs, he don't need what Kyle needs.
We all know Marlo,
what you need is different. No, it just depends on you.
Dude, damn, G.
So, like I said, it just depends on I'm not gonna do that tonight. Whatever you need, whatever your love language is that you need to be happy. That's what needs to continue being done.
You're still courting me.
If I'm still doing, So if I'm doing what I'm doing and you stop doing what you're doing, I can step out, right?
No, it's never okay to step out.
When it gets to that point, bye.
Because if you feel like you ain't happy like here, you're not getting what you need. Either you're gonna voice that to me, or you can leave. Exactly. Like, why you gotta step? Why the first thing comes to your mind? Oh, I'm step out now. No,
a conversation has to be had.
Can't interject. I think. I can't speak for Randy 100%, but I have heard in situations where a lot of women who, and I say a lot in this situation, who are unhappy and saying they're not getting what they want, their homegirls be like, girl, go get this and this from this person. I hear that a lot, especially now.
That happens.
That happens a lot.
But it's that don't make person. It okay.
It's not, but I just hear that a lot now. Like, that's an automatic
thing.
If
you're doing everything you need to do to keep me, you said go into detail. Okay, if your love language is affection or whatever, I don't care how much, I'm going to stroke on you, I'm going to rub on you, I'm going to stroke your ego. Your house going to be clean. Your clothes going to be clean. Your kids and you are going to be fed. You're going to be fucked. Like, come on, somebody. Anything beyond this list? I mean,
what more do you want from me?
That's all men want. You shut the fuck up, female. That's all we require. That's all we need. So, okay. So, again, we not going to ever be on the same page we've been at.
Okay, so that means that if you feel like what I give you ain't going to ever be enough, why would you be here?
Bye.
I'm just here at the moment.
No, bye. Today.
What the fuck, dude?
That don't make sense. Like,
this,
you wasting my time and yours.
Let me feel that way. This cool. I just hopped
like, literally... Don't let this nigga rile y'all up. I'll
just hop in next.
All right, let's move on. Oh shit.
Next time.
Let's lighten it up. What movie character frightens you the most, man? What Halloween movie character y'all scared of?
None of them, because I ain't watched that shit.
None of them?
That's what he said. That's what he wanted to go. I mean, you can go wherever you want to go with that. As a kid, hell yeah. Wishmaster fucked me up. Hey, that's a good one. I'm finna tell y'all the one scene. That's a good one.
The dude said, I wish my lawyer go fuck himself. Y'all remember this shit? And this nigga made his lawyer body twist halfway around and he started fucking himself. And I was just distraught. I'm watching this shit like, you a kid? And I was like, nigga, what?
What was this?
Wishmaster 3, my nigga. It was either 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. He said, I want my lawyer to go fuck himself. Fuck me up, G.
You was a kid watching this? By yourself.
Fuck me up. You love Resident Evil 2 on PlayStation. Was it 1 or 2?
The first one? It was on PlayStation.
When you walking around, all you hear is, you don't know what door is coming from and shit.
PlayStation wasn't on there. It was PlayStation.
Okay.
PlayStation was nowhere near.
But it was still scary, you know, for what it was at the time.
Yeah,
true.
Because the second one was a beast. Shit. I got a few, but I'm gonna stick. I'm gonna start with.
Candyman scared the shit out of me.
Hey, you scared of getting in the mirror?
Nigga, y'all ain't try that shit.
I don't want to try shit now.
I know one was. I'm a grown man. I think it's why I'm terrified of clowns. It's this movie called Kilroy. It was like this group of black people, and this clown was killing them. Oh my God, I didn't sleep for like 3 weeks. after damn. Watching that movie, and to this day, I'm terrified of clowns. Don't
I can't think of which one it was. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Oh, God. When they had the live footage at the end, the real footage of the
I ain't know that she was real too.
That's what I'm saying. Like they had footage of the police going in there and he fucking them up, and that's what fucked me up. And I was damn near grown, nigga. When I seen that part there, I was like, hold up, this shit real?
Yeah.
Candyman is a prime example.
Don't to keep somebody name don't fuck with him. Don't fuck with him.
Tales from the Hood.
Tell it to you when you first see.
That was kind of. You know,
I mean, if you watch it now, it's funny. Yeah. As a child.
Yes. And of course, Hellraiser used to give me.
It was a hell that too.
Nigga with all the pins in the
pinhead, man. Yeah.
My cousin
trying
to make me watch that, and they lived in the country. I was like,
my mama lived out there by Number Fields and shit, G. You can hear anything move around that bitch.
No that cemetery.
Yeah, I didn't watch none of this shit as a child.
Really? Children on the Corn didn't scare me, but Pet Cemetery.
I would have fucked some kids up. Yeah. I don't care. I would have fucked some kids up.
I love Children of the Corn.
What?
I don't know who you are right now. Children of the Corn?
Yes.
Man, them kids would have came out. I'd have got the. Oh, shit. Nah, go get your mama, bitch. Come on.
As a 4-year-old, not watching shit I wasn't supposed to watch.
Oh, that's awesome.
Freddy Krueger. To this day.
Freddy was up there too, man.
I'm scared to go to sleep. I'm like, nigga, I can't go to sleep.
I didn't watch this shit until I was grown. I refused.
I thought about
Candyman and put a roller nose
when
I got
your
nose. Oh, my God.
And then after I saw Candyman, I never watched another one.
I'm telling you, it's Candyman. That shit is scary. That black, shit
terrible.
Seriously? A black dude? I
ain't
think this is.
Like,
this is a black
dude killing
me? A nigga that want to give you some candy.
Nigga. Need some honey. I'm going to be like, man, I'm seeing black people. Black man? Hell no, nigga. In the hood, nigga.
New Orleans too,
man.
That's close to home.
Yeah,
that's a lot of shit though, bro. I like that shit though, like just blood, gore and shit.
That's why I can't.
My mama come home. You watching this evil, demonistic shit in here?
They are scary, but you gotta watch them from the beginning. They really do tell the story. Oh my God, I love.
Did y'all see Spiral? With Chris Rock, you know, they did like a new adaptation of the book.
Okay.
It's good.
I'm gonna check it out. I
don't watch scary movies no more. The last official scary movie I watched was Exorcism of Emily Rose. That's the last thing I watched.
Shit,
and that was like,
man, I watched all of them.
I watched the new
Candyman.
It was actually pretty good.
I liked it too.
It wasn't scary at all.
It wasn't scary.
I would never watch it.
I tell you one thing, I was high as fuck when I went to bed.
Maybe y'all should watch another, see how it was.
No, dude was tripping though, because like I felt like once he got stung by that bee and that shit started going up his arm,
exactly.
I would have been at the hospital.
You ain't even been to the clinic, you know?
Like, nigga, that ain't normal. Oh, no, this is a completely new movie.
Yes. But it's still pretty good.
It's good.
It is.
I would watch. You're gonna be.
I don't like how it ended. Not the first too much.
No, see, this is how you know the first one was good. You're like, hey, watch that shit. It's like the Halloween one. Kill this nigga.
I've never seen the first game.
Really?
No.
Never at all.
And see, I watched the new one only because it was done by what's his name?
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Peele.
Oh yeah.
Now that Jordan Peele film he did that Us. I didn't watch that shit.
It wasn't bad.
This was good.
It wasn't bad.
I can't fuck with stuff that's like eerie and stuff that look like that shit could happen in real fucking life.
Now that movie, I will say, out of all his movies, that shit freaked me out because that shit make you think that happened for real.
You know what I'm saying?
Remember when Containment came out? Well, it was already out. They show on Netflix. It was like when COVID first happened in Atlanta. When they started, oh my God! I was like, I'm glad I didn't watch that.
I just started that crazy.
It was scary.
You just started watching you?
Oh my God!
I gotta start back watching it.
All right, next. What we got? We got two minutes left. Let's go to the next. Before you go there, I'm talking. God, this nigga is the key word
I would say for Tinder.
Man, what?
He's a new version of Dexter, my nigga.
That nigga's tender as fuck.
Nigga, I don't ever want nobody to be in love with me like that.
Tinder is full.
It's full.
What?
It's full though.
Yeah.
Don't kill me.
Hell.
Tinder is
anybody who come in your life that fuck with them will kill them. You don't want that? At all.
Hey man. You like noodles and honey buns and
so
shit?
So I watched like some of it and it went beyond just ain't nobody gonna fuck with you. He was like, nah, bitch, it's just me.
That's what y'all want though. That's what y'all want.
No, y'all want, I don't want that shit. Like,
nah, y'all want that. Y'all want
like,
to do
we do
that.
Like, no,
but no, it's only like
you got to die.
Yeah, I can kill this nigga. Like what? You smelling?
He doing something. Like they person.
He doing too
something.
Much. He brought you pizza. I'm gonna like, kill this nigga.
You did. Oh, you got a child? And she got to go.
Oh, the brother to him birthday. Kill this nigga.
Who is this unknown number texting you? Oh, don't worry.
Damn, Rick.
You got the nigga locked
Spam
in the basement.
Got to go.
Yeah. The only thing I did agree with, though, is the motherfuckers, he knew they didn't have her best interest at heart.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what he killed. Like, when they were, it was like somebody that didn't mean him no good.
Like,
or then he felt threatened.
Yeah.
Is it, though? You just protecting your own pride.
Hey, man. Cut it out.
No.
This
that's,
dude.
That's a bit much.
Tripping.
That's a bit much, money.
Too fucking much.
I mean, I'm gonna just be quiet on
the subject. The funniest part though was when they first had sex, that nigga was like
Tinder. That boy was in his head, wasn't it?
But at least
1 minute they said that thing. That nigga grabbed the watch.
Y'all tell
the
narrative.
I'm saying that. That
boy. I didn't see that part. When I saw
the shit, that shit was funny.
Turn this shit off. But then when I saw an episode, I was like, you watched the whole season without me? You watched the whole shit without
that,
me?
That makes me go into another question now. So ladies, that happened to y'all. You fucking again? Because she went back.
I would quit. I think it's a what? It's a three-trial rule, ain't it?
Three-trial rule?
Nah, two. Oh, you get two, my nigga.
You get two. Damn, can't even get a third?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to get the pop spot. What
worked out. Chill out. Don't worry. Sit down.
So you say after he smirked somebody at my expense, am I going?
No.
She talking about him busting that nut real, really fast.
You get one more try, because
you know I understand.
Yo, you might have been too excited.
Sometimes anticipation don't get your ass.
You the timber nigga.
It's just bring me back to it that Mr. Fucking Perfect over here.
You forgot this nigga was having threesomes.
You right. He already.
He's super
special. I'm gonna say that nigga name is Ron German. My phone, man. Get the fuck out of here.
You dead inside. You gonna bust that quick?
I wouldn't say bust that quick. I might just be a little excited, but
you can't even get it up.
A little bit.
What's the next shit?
You ain't never seen a motherfucker.
Come
damn,
on,
this
Kyle.
Is fine.
Come on.
All right,
this motherfucker too fine.
All right,
motherfucker too fine.
Use that thumb.
That's what you gonna do?
I'm telling you.
I'm about to take my headphones out this nigga.
Come on, man. I'm sorry, Mr.
Once he gets in there, you throw some fractions.
Some fractions. So you sticking your dick in somebody's salt.
You just like, you know what?
How many
times
we got
there? We got a few more. Okay. But what I'm saying is, bro, it ain't never happening. We can go around this room of women, and I can guarantee it happened at least once. Never.
I'm not. It's no reason to lie.
You lie a lot, but come on.
No, man. All right.
Body
count one. What are you talking about? I ain't, man.
No, okay, Nick.
Your body count
we're
is one.
We're not even going to there tonight with this nigga.
We're gonna just look. A moment of silence for Randy's body count, and we're gonna just go from there. Jesus Christ.
We can talk about the show. All right.
Should
I see about this?
This nigga said one.
I know he lying, bro. I know he lying. Hey, man, don't be like your dad.
All right, man. So, the next topic, what y'all want to go to? We got if a man or woman shows you he loves you or she loves you, but never says that, can you live with it? Why or why not? Or HBCU shootings or dude marrying his goddaughter, which y'all want?
The HBCU. Mark, what you got?
I knew you were
going to
say it.
What you got? I'm about to fuck that shit.
Right in the
A. I forgot HB something. I said HB.
That shit was crazy. They had, before the shooting, Southern had, no, Grambling had somebody get stabbed. Earlier the week. Earlier in the week, somebody got stabbed. Then Southern had somebody get shot. It wasn't at the game.
You see?
Yeah. And
then
JSU, Grambling, and UAPB had shootings at their game after their games. Yeah. So that's what happened. I don't know if y'all seen the video with the one with Grambling, man. It was like 20-30 shots. Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. It's, you know, a lot of, the first thing everybody's saying is, oh, they didn't go to the school. But my issue is, why do they feel so comfortable coming on the campus and being thugs? Like, who's there to stop that? Like, I always had a problem with the security. I went to Southern, so I can say this. I feel like I had a problem with security at HBCUs. Like, how can we just walk on the campus so easily and there's like nobody there to protect anybody? You barely see any security, you barely see any police. I mean, you can just willy-nilly walk around and do what you want to do.
Now that I think about that, bro, I was on Grambling campus a lot when I was out of school.
Do you hear me? There's nobody there checking you.
And I went to Tech. Let me just tell you,
they don't play
after a certain time of night.
I know.
You out there walking? Hey, where you going? What you doing? They ain't play that shit.
Well, yeah, I did.
White that part. Different breed out there.
And even if it, though it seems irritating, you're here to protect the students. They're the one. They're your buyers. You're selling a product of school. They're your buyers. You should protect your customers. Customers always right. That's what y'all say. And I just feel like with the HBCUs, it's no protection. Sometimes not enough protection. And I mean, we got sense enough to know, hey, you at Graham, you at Southern, 12, 1 o'clock, get your ass off the campus. We know that, but it shouldn't be like that.
I got my spending night bag.
You should be in, okay, well, you in somebody's room, right?
You should.
That's a different. You ain't out there on the, that was on the
a different
yard.
Life. Don't do that.
You ain't on the yard walking around at 1 o'clock in the morning.
With my razor phone, with the flip phone.
Oh my God. I ain't finna play with you.
That's a true story, Junior.
Got that thumb going fast as fuck. When you take somebody who had to push a button multiple times.
Ooh, shit.
Thumb busy as a motherfucker.
Put that terrible ass camera on now.
You done clicked that bitch 57 times. All you just said is, what you doing?
Don't zoom in.
You know, that was before we had acronyms. We was spelling that shit out.
No emojis.
Oh, good times. Good times.
Did
yeah,
you had to click that bitch 4 times
to
get the one emoji.
The shit that fucked me up is just how they kind of bash the HBCUs, like, and y'all want y'all kids to go there. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, it ain't the college fault. You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers did that shit. You believe that, G?
I mean, I'm not saying that. Yeah, I'm saying, like, the environment is the problem. Sometimes.
Right. I don't want to bash the school.
I'm not going to bash the school.
It's kind of like how society is nowadays. Motherfuckers bringing their guns to every function.
That's true.
Right.
Motherfuckers bringing their guns to every function. So, I mean,
maybe they shouldn't allow people in with guns.
That's real. So, on one hand, do have the security, but on the second hand, I'm not going to all say, okay, it's all the school's fault.
It's not. There's a lot of games.
And my thing is, what happened to just shooting a nigga that pissed you off? Like people did back in the day.
They ain't got no aim.
These kids can't shoot. Yeah, so, basically, they just, they damn near shooting in the crowd or with their eyes closed, you know what I'm saying? So,
like, I'm like, you sitting here shooting
at
the crowd full of people?
Yeah.
That shit crazy, because I'm telling you, I remember growing up, you had beef with somebody, you going to find them, y'all going to fight. If it was at school or in a public place, people going to talk about this shit for like a week and a half.
That's
you know
it.
What I'm saying? If you get beat up bad, you know, motherfuckers going to remember for the rest of their life, but now it's all over. So if I fight you right now in a public place, that bitch going to be on the internet. That bitch going to hit Facebook within the next 20 to 30 minutes. And imagine the nigga that get his ass beat. He got to relive that shit every day.
Yeah.
That bitch getting shared
if he go live
1,000 times. Such and such got his ass beat. I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to be ready to fight every time
YouTube,
I see that bitch.
Your ass going to be a meme.
Yeah.
Every time it I see that stop. Bitch, I'm ready to fight. Now, that'll probably cause me to want to shoot. You know what I'm saying?
Never.
Nigga beat your ass on camera and you got to relive that shit every day. Like, is y'all really thinking about that? Like, You walk in a public place. Yeah, let me get a number two. Damn, you the nigga that got it now.
But fam,
Jesus Christ,
you gonna go take this dude like? You just ask me. You like 100 buns and
that's it, G. That's put that on my book. All right. I got a little put. I might lose some weight in there, so you know.
Nah, you ain't losing no weight.
Now you gonna get some muscle.
Boy, your nigga
gonna
be this wide.
I wanna be that Arnold Schwarzenegger nigga that got it. When you say my name, I gotta turn my whole butt. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no neck no more. It's just a whole one muscle.
He's like, that's your daddy right there.
Hey, man, who the hell that is?
That's your
daddy. I don't know. I don't have an answer like I said that on the story the other day. I don't have an answer
for it. Have they caught the guys who started the stuff?
No,
they got a person of interest, but I mean,
matter of fact, grandma was out of school for a couple days Monday because the shooter was still at large.
It's crazy though, because like
he had made threats about, you know, coming back on campus to get he had made threats about coming back to get the person.
He didn't get it.
Not
what,
the first time.
So you shot somebody and didn't even shoot the person somebody meant to shoot.
Somebody.
I'm sorry, right. It was like 7 people, right?
Nine of 10.
Wow. And you didn't even get the
and one person died.
Yeah.
He need to cry.
And it was, I seen snaps where people was just laid out, motherfuckers was hollering and crying. I seen one status where the like this girl was saying she was looking at the police to help and they was hiding too.
They were running.
This is a boy. 18 from there. Damn. 18? How pissed off were you to be driving there? You 18 to go to this. Miss every shot.
That's how they
think about it, miss every shot.
That's the mentality they got, man.
Think about that. You got a fully automatic whip. Like I said, a lot of these niggas ain't going to the government. You know what I'm saying? So they don't know, you know, that recoil, all that shit. But then you out there just trying to impress some bitches.
Be
just
because
you got your gun.
Dude, what we used to do back in the day? Talk to women.
That's it.
And we weren't these dudes now they go out to just fight. Not trying to talk to no lady, not to smooth.
This is what fucked me about some of these little niggas. They all together. It's 12 of their ass in the car, and these niggas in the car calling each other brother and twin. I would never call you brother or twin ever in my life just because we riding around, you know what I'm saying? And all these niggas got
hugged up and shit.
Full guns, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, God damn, ain't a bitch in sight.
At all.
They can have that shit, G.
And you want to hang with your niggas. All
time out, hold up. Okay, slow it, your roll.
It ain't a prop, you know what I mean?
We're not talking about that now.
Come on, man.
Y'all take this.
Come on, man. Okay. At a certain time, I bet you kick me out this bitch.
Right. That part.
I bet you kick me out this bitch at a certain time.
You hanging with your niggas all day, man?
Yeah, like, so what y'all about to do? You know what I'm saying? Start asking the questions.
Hey, you got to go, nigga.
I'm about to get naked. You about to leave?
I guarantee.
Look, hold on. Hold on. Because what Kyle say... You got to go, nigga. Go look at Keisha.
Because I guarantee you, her motherfucking ass get out that tub. She put them leggings on or some tights or something.
Let that taste come through and my eyes get big or she hit me with that look. All right, y'all, we finna shut this bitch down. I want to thank y'all for coming out.
How long
are
you going
to
be out? You know what,
man?
I
need y'all dropping
out.
It could be
8:30. Women is doing it, too. Let us get a text.
They just want to be hard 24/7, man.
Wide, OG.
It's the music, man.
My friends are bringing up.
I agree and I disagree.
That's why I'm going in my own car.
Cause it's like, it's like, man. I remember, you know, bumping all the judge shit. You know what I'm saying? Different. Juvenile them, you know, nigga want to be a hot boy. All that shit.
It's different.
Even with Eminem, them, nigga.
I know, but it's like it's a different feel.
That's my prime example I go to every time. Eminem said, I'm gonna put a 9-inch. This nigga made a whole song about killing.
It wasn't for us.
It wasn't, but he made a song about killing his old lady,
but it
the
for
kids,
us.
And her new boyfriend.
It wasn't for us.
This nigga said double homicide and suicide with no note.
That wasn't for
I remember
us.
That shit. I remember being in my room like, oh, this nigga cold.
I know.
But at the same time, I never thought I'm going to kill every motherfucker in this bitch.
We know, bitch, I'm going to kill you. You don't want to fuck with me. You ain't nothing but a slut to me. I know that song, but that's not for us.
I'm just saying, though, like, music touched me in a whole different. That sounded bad. Music made me feel, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can vibe out to anything.
I mean, I can too.
But it's just kind of like, come on, man.
But that's what they... Okay, you didn't watch my story. So I said, women complaining about at 30 years old that the group of men are sour. And I said, men brain functions really start to develop around 4th to 7th grade. what who are role models in fourth through seventh grade? The Generation X, NWO, Hot Boys, No Limit. That's why we fucked up.
I still want to pay so, right now.
What we telling the girls in fourth grade? Suck.
Hey, so, no clue what it means.
Bro,
no
do you hear me? No clue. But that's what we went with. Right.
Well, I was the girl in school who watched wrestling, so I knew what that stupid shit meant.
But that's what we did. We got many referrals and suspensions off of that shit. But I mean, I'm just saying the mindset was formed then. So, like, you got to think about these kids, fourth through seventh grade.
Step on
that shit was horrible. You know, just crazy what they going through, how their minds getting formed. The music they listen to, Uzi and all them, the shit was just stupid.
So, girls.
Yeah, so they just stupid now. And so now they do dumb shit.
Them hoes are in relationships. I'm sorry. Those women are in relationships.
You ain't hoes.
They are in
relationships. They're illiterate.
They're in relationships. You ain't feeling me. Like, they making music that doesn't relate to their lives. They're not doing that shit. Think about Meg. Meg just posted, and I don't know she posted school, that, that she fucked with Party. Y'all know who Party is? And I listen to Party all the time, and the shit she talking about don't correlate to her relationship with Party. And I'm like, God damn.
But that's what they do. I mean, they was talking about, like, Ludacris had his daughter going to private school, and they was like, well, does your daughter ever listen to his music? And she was like, he was like, nah, my daughter never listen to my music. And they're like, well, nigga, hold on. You let my kids.
Well, that's just like, how people be mad at Cardi B. And, you know, she makes clear her daughter can't listen to her music. But then people want to put it on her that they kids listen to her music.
That's your job.
If she got sense enough to not let her own child listen
to her music.
But you mad because you let your child listen.
People have way crazier standards for people with money. And
that's
true. It's wild. It's wild because you make so much money, you really not a human being.
Because our people, the people in the past that made the money were role models. They cared, like, they had a different sense of responsibility. Not all of them, but it was different. Like, our grandparents, the people that were rich were Muhammad Ali, Jim Brown, people like that. Those are pioneers. And so it's in their mind that anytime a black person make it like that, they're supposed to be role models. And you see, shit, we know for a fact these niggas ain't role models, so. Randy's doing entertainment.
Oh my god, she didn't put that voodoo on his ass. Is he over here playing like a motherfucker? Oh man,
living proof that a girl
and he talks so much. How much should he get on here and say, I got boys, y'all got girls?
And we try to tell that nigga.
My boy over here drawing on the other stitch.
Anyway, what we talking about next?
All right, man. See, if a man or a woman shows he or she loves you but never said, can you live with that? Why or why not?
I can't live with it.
What? Just because a dude never says it, but he show you every day.
Yeah, I can't live with it. What's wrong with your mouth?
So
because that's my love language.
Yeah,
right. You know,
I
need to hear it.
Say my name,
say
but fuck
name.
The action.
Say what?
No, I'm not saying fuck the action.
That's kind of how it comes out.
No,
they're one and the same.
Most women, even if you are doing everything you need to, women need to be affirmed. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but women need to be affirmed.
I just got told that. So
perfect logic.
Okay.
You putting it down right.
Yep.
She doing everything, but she ain't saying she. No moaning, no groaning, no nothing. But she giving you the work, but she ain't saying shit.
Baby,
that's a perfect analogy.
I'm going to sleep.
Come on.
As soon as that shit come out. Mm.
I don't know.
He wouldn't know how to take that damn.
My
feelings
will wait till Keisha's ass go to sleep, and this nigga will be crying on the side of the bed.
Devastated.
Who's crying?
Straight face.
I'm still looking.
I'm gonna have to agree with the women. Y'all ain't never did that before.
Yes, that's like it, from experience.
It's like fucking a dead body. I can't do
rapers
that shit.
Don't care.
I need you to cough or something, really? Goddamn it. Sneeze, something.
That ain't the case. What I'm saying is,
breathe hard,
my nigga.
Mark,
I can relate to your body language. Like, if we having sex,
you're a necrophiliac.
Now, have I done it? Yes, but I'm saying I don't like it.
If your body is fucking responding,
I sure did.
That's the point. You kept going.
I did.
You didn't get up like,
but it's a good analogy because it's rough, man.
Still though. So if a man is doing everything he is supposed to be doing, like I never said I love you, but I'm buying you flowers. I'm showing, you know, affection through my actions. But just because I didn't say this.
I'm like, Drake, I'm going to need you to say something, baby.
Wow.
You can't say it at least once?
I got a better one for you. I need acknowledgement. If I got it, then tell me I got it then. That's that drizzle that I would have said. But still, come on, man.
There you go.
Yes, you got to say it like.
Wrap the verse. No. I need acknowledgement. Yo, I'm finna listen to that shit on the way home. If I got it, then tell me I got it. Then I feel all right. I'm on y'all side now.
Come on, somebody. All right. That's all.
I'm on their side now.
I need to
see my back. Drake changed my mind.
You just heartless, my nigga. I'm sorry to say that.
That like, really just changed my mind, y'all.
Like, come on,
but the logic of the sex didn't change your mind. Like, what would you do?
No, because I've been through this.
Women and how you doing all of that, but you ain't saying it, and then you have a woman that just assumed that y'all in a relationship, and they assume that, you know, it's y'all, like y'all exclusive because you doing all this stuff. But then men talk down on women for doing
that. Exactly. What I look like doing, you know.
So I'm supposed to be okay with not ever hearing I love you, but then me assuming that, you know, we exclusive because we doing all this shit.
That's what I mean. And then he asked you coming
out. It's something wrong. You know, I can't be jumping.
That's my mama. What you talking about?
No, because I'm going to say something. I'm not going to give you opportunity to lie. This woman not going to stay here and let you say she your mama. Now both of y'all cook. And I
that's
was
like y'all ain't doing all that shit and then you cheat.
And I ain't never tell you I love you.
I ain't never tell you we was in a relationship.
Bye. Fucking bye.
Come on, somebody. So I need to hear. Let me know what's real.
Because when you
they got a
because when it come down to it, you ain't
going until you say it.
Yeah. I agree.
Hey, but women got a very cruel way of flipping shit.
But
it is so crazy.
Y'all just
it is so crazy. I'm just saying, like, just in life in general. Like, flipping shit is wild, bro.
I just feel so like think about think back
women
saying
dating or we're in a dating stage, but then you'll see some shit on Facebook that'll be like, oh, I ain't in a relationship. You ain't got a way to respond to you. I ain't got a takes you back, and my phone be dry all day. What? You ain't got no obligations.
You know, I always say this, the accountability thing.
That part.
That's one thing I stand on fucking rock to the day I die.
Got the women's side.
Something about women and accountability just, you know, words don't go together, man.
I was just saying, we got the women's side. What you rolling with, Mark? You got to hear too?
What?
You got to hear I love you?
Hell yeah!
You got to hear I love you?
It's sex?
Not
this nigga here.
Like, come on, run, Jeremy.
I'm convinced Peter this North. Nigga has no hearts. His heart is in his balls.
Yes, I need to hear it. Yes,
okay,
yes,
I got you.
We all agree on that. I mean, we might argue a little bit, but ladies and men, do not be in a relationship or think you're in a relationship with somebody. They don't never tell you they love you. You boo boo fool on both sides.
Moral of that story is you need that title, right?
Right.
Yes.
Sure. You need that type.
Yeah.
Guaranteed or your money.
Hell yeah. That we once you get past 30, don't like him, that was understood ain't got to be explained shit. Grow the fuck up.
So I gotta tell you everything.
Hey, no, no, he said something about the title.
You got to tell me. I mean, they don't mean every time you walk up in this bitch, you got to say, I'm here, I love you. But come on now. You gonna have to tell me.
I was referring to when he said something about a title.
She could. Hey, I love it for the food.
Watch
my draws. Hey, appreciate
it. So you just love me for the food?
That's it. Y'all funny.
You breastfed the kids.
Like, y'all need.
Oh my god.
I won't throw the tea.
Oh man.
My bad.
What was the other topic that Keisha had?
Keisha had
that? Yeah.
What's the?
Or did we do that first?
We did that first.
Those okay, my bad.
They was talking about how they pick bad baby daddies.
The last one is dude marrying his goddaughter. That's a goddamn fool.
That's you, Mark.
I heard that it was a picture of him holding her.
Yeah,
as a baby.
I was trying to find that. I saw it. They did a side by side.
As a baby?
Yeah.
I said he's been
finessing her. They said she just turned 18.
He's been finessing her from the very beginning.
As a,
it's
not a lie.
No, we're not lying. This is serious.
That's the only man that will ever touch her.
They dead or something? Like,
what's going on? I mean, I saw like small pictures of the baby and whatever. Ain't a lot of people out there.
Where are they?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know what appalled me out of all of this? Their ethnicity.
Right. They are black.
Make the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. Black
I'm
about to
say white.
Black Carl Winslow looking motherfucker.
Oh, I know you motherfucking lying. What?
And she's a pretty young girl, too.
Wait, I got to Google this shit.
Black?
Burly.
You got
the...
Man, way, get the fuck out.
This nigga ain't got no neck either.
Who?
I don't know who shaped up his goatee because that bitch fucked up too.
That's the
and you said he used to
like
date her mama?
Oh, yeah, I had time.
Jesus. He used to date the mom.
Yeah. He had a situation like this. He's been her godfather all her life. I mean, now he's a hoe. That's nasty.
Where's the parents? Like, they ain't his daddy come out there to just.
I was about to say, what the fuck is the daddy?
He was her stepdad at one point, so.
Wait. So that's what I'm saying. How you go from goddaddy from stepdaddy to god?
How you go from stepdaddy to goddaddy to husband?
Now I don't know.
We
but
even
I
got to
like,
that point.
You know, he has been dating her mom, and it didn't work out between them. But he had the relationship with her.
So,
he had to have been looking at her as a child.
What I'm saying is, there's some red flags all in together because why you ain't talking to your baby?
Because she young. She 18, ain't she?
Yeah, she just turned 18.
And she loved him.
What? The mom,
you didn't love nobody.
See,
you
no red flags.
But y'all, mean, this is how I knew it was black because when I was getting the story of what happened, she said after it came out, she was the person was telling me, she was like, yo, she was on Facebook Live going hard for
you. I said, she black?
Really?
She was like, mm-hmm. How you knew? I said, because you said she was going hard for you.
Man.
So,
he needed that.
That is some finessing.
He need to be punched the fuck down. That's
a
all.
Bunch of black dads need to find him and beat his ass.
I'm
sorry, but that's not going to happen.
This is why I say be in your fucking kid's life, man. No, like, seriously.
What we always talk about, the uncles, they be messing with the little girl.
Yeah.
Get them the fuck out the family.
Yeah, you got to get them out the family. Stop all that nice shit
report
that shit. Everybody need to...
Stop sleeping on grandma's couch every time we come over there.
Right.
Night, man.
Get the fuck out of here. Go.
I don't give a fuck if he's the baby. He
right.
Get him the fuck
that
out.
That shit got to stop. That's how you stop it.
If people like, where the kids at? They at the house by Uncle Ray Ray. Go get them. Hey, what the
son,
fuck?
That shit would have just made me see red. Like, it ain't no understanding behind
it.
You think
she invited her mom to the way?
I'm pretty sure they did.
Think about
I heard he got kids that are like older and they not feeling like
I wouldn't feel that shit either.
Nobody should be feeling it.
They looking like, what the fuck going on? Because that's probably like they sister. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what they were saying, yo.
Yeah.
And I would have a problem
I'm sorry.
With her and his ass. I would have a problem with my father for that. I'd be like, you is a nasty bastard.
But see, you, I mean, I feel like to an extent, you have to look at it.
Real life,
that
they,
is very
2021.
You don't play with. I can't, honestly, I can't follow him. Because you got, looking at him with her at that age, like he has brainwashed her
absolutely.
To when nobody can. There's no turning back.
Oh, I ain't mad at the girl.
There's
no hard feelings towards her.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
It's all towards him.
She does.
She's a fucking car.
What do you say?
Like, even if he
I'm not repeating
jail,
that shit.
Like,
come
she
on,
would
man.
Be with him until he died. Literally.
I would have to be.
She people. Probably thinks that's love. Yeah. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. That's all. That's the only thing she's ever had. Like, he probably been finessing her since by 8, 9.
Right.
Or your
that shit taking my mind to another place. What was he doing to this fucking little girl?
Exactly. You already know what he was doing.
That's crazy.
They got a child.
She just turned 18 and y'all married, but you ain't touched her before she was 18.
They got a kid
together. They got
they got
a kid. Yeah, he
need to
wait, be. They got a kid? How old
the baby? Just a few months.
I don't know.
Definitely
he
need
got
to
a kid
jail.
By this. No. I'm sorry.
He waited until she turned 18 and graduated.
Smiling,
and then married her.
And be in court smiling like a motherfucker.
Like,
You had anything to say for yourself, Mr. Scott? I'm glad I fucking did.
And then did you see this old no neck, greasy, koala looking bitch? Like, you didn't have, when you wasn't, hey, where was the fine niggas at the Troy High School?
With the top piece.
Listen, he doing just something. He probably paying for everything, doing for everything for her.
And that's how you know he been grooming her since she was very young.
Exactly.
Yeah,
probably been taking
care
of and everything.
Sad world we live in, G. It really is.
Right.
Make you just want to go home, hug your own kids, and just protect them.
Little girls and everything. I'm, I got
I be stressed out.
Like a walrus.
Killing my dude.
It ain't no fuck. Ain't no understanding. Her daddy gotta be nowhere around.
Gotta be. Like, or dead.
It's nowhere that that's not gonna click in my mind.
I have a little girl, she come home, tips. I'm beating the fuck out of this nigga. I don't give a fuck how she do. Mm. This is what I love. Oh, for real? Okay.
You know the part in the action movie where the nigga be getting dressed, putting paint on and shit, all of himself up.
As soon as he step in,
talking about the very climax with Rambo getting ready, you know what I'm saying? Bullets built around and shit.
Shit, sad, G.
It's crazy though, because like, you know, in situations like that, you know, y'all saying, "Oh, I do this, I do that." All it's gonna do is make her wanna be with him.
It ain't gonna be no more here.
I was about to say, but, she I mean, can't be with him if he dead.
Do you really risk you? Like your kid?
Yes,
I'm gonna kill
not talking to you anymore yes. to not be with that person.
Think about,
and my thing
think
is
about
even as a mama.
Think so about some decisions you got to make, you know what I'm saying,
just
for your baby.
Like, I always felt like, in that case, my biggest fear will always be is telling my child, I forbid you from doing this. And it's like, well, I will cut you, mom, out of my life and go and do this. And now I have no context. I don't know what you and this person doing.
Man,
what they,
come on.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's so, where my head goes.
But I got you, but to make sure your baby okay in life, I would definitely risk that to say, all right, get this motherfucker away from my baby and make sure my baby, you know what I'm saying?
What if that child go get somebody else and you in jail?
Again, you.
I did what I could.
Series. I'm just killing
you.
That's
what mine goes like, especially with girls. Girls are very, very rebellious. They are very rebellious.
As a mom, and I have girls, my thing is, I don't even play that daughter sitting in nobody's lap shit. I don't play none of that bullshit. So if you my boyfriend, whatever, husband, my daughter can't sit in your motherfucking lap.
Hold my little cousin like this, like, what's going on?
That's no. Cousin? No.
Whoa, time out, man.
No.
Listen.
We don't play that shit.
No, but you have to, because you don't know what the
you
what
never know.
Do.
You never know.
That's the issue, man. I mean,
and it's sad to say, but you don't.
I don't think you mean no harm. I know what you say. I know what you're saying.
My cousin, right. Like, hello, girl, come give me a hug. I put it right here.
Some men don't mean no harm.
Yeah. I'm not looking at my cousin like that.
You are not. But there are a lot of secrets.
On your lap and feel like that's okay. If you teach her early on, it's okay to do that, then she gonna do that to other men because she think that's okay. You want your daughter to understand that that's not okay from jump.
So,
because all men don't have
that same mentality.
Yeah.
I'm asking, this is real life. My little cousin, I go see her. She really runs up, I pick her up, I sit down, I put her right here. Her mom be like, what you doing?
It's okay to pick her up and hug her. It's okay to pick her up and hug her. Don't put her in your goddamn lap. Yes.
I'm serious. Me and her got into it about this shit. I'm like, bitch, I'm not looking at my little cousin like this.
It don't matter.
But you know, if she think it's okay because you do it all the time and then creep on the street, come do it.
I'm going to kill that nigga.
My cousin do it all the time. I thought that was okay.
Before y'all even go forward, I just want to say thank y'all for listening to
another
episode.
We got you, Kyle.
I'm killing it.
We appreciate y'all for listening, man.
This nigga fucking my little cousin.